British Petroleum has to say we got to shut her down. We're talking about the well work that they're doing with the relief wells thanks to that long-time spill in the Gulf of Mexico that luckily temporarily has been sealed up. So let's hope it all holds together through this storm. But there are other storms brewing concerning money and relief efforts and all that kind of stuff when it comes to the spill. In fact, $1 billion, that's the venture in the works right now to fight Gulf spills in the future. So what does that mean? I'll smack it down for you. And Governor Blago says it was his decision not to testify. Boy, we kept hearing all along that he was all about jumping up there and having the conversation and talking about the wiretaps and things that were heard. Speaking of things that were heard, is it about the NAACP or is it about Shirley Sharon? She's the USDA worker who pretty much was pushed out. She was forced to resign thanks to a little clip of her speaking in front of the banquet, one of them, a small one, at the NAACP, one of the groups anyway, and the tale that she told about her father being murdered by a white man, etc., that wasn't fully flushed out, I think, in the little clip that you saw, but it's a question of your perspective and what you're listening to when you pay attention to what Sherrod had to say, and we're going to let you hear that in just a second. In the meantime, hope you're having a fabulous week and we're getting ready for the weekend. Do you believe it yet again? We are now over the hump in most places in the country, and certainly if you're listening to me, other parts of the world, as we know, we have listeners all over the place. Hello to Christina in Sweden. Also, John Jay and the boys over in Madrid, Spain, who I think are translating occasionally for the office, but it's nice to know all of you are out there. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, feel free. I don't care what your political leanings are, left, right, or gray. Or undecided. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. But let's play politics here for a second. And the politics of what happened with Shirley Sherrod. It becomes a nightmare because of what went on with the Tea Party and the NAACP condemning the Tea Party, saying that there was a more than a hint of racism when it came to that particular group that was amassing more and more people across the United States. So then I really believe this was a shot fired over the bow in the other direction. And this little piece of tape was planted or put on a website, a conservative website, and it really blew up for the White House and for the USDA because they have a zero tolerance policy. So almost immediately it's like, wow, we cannot get this woman, this black woman, out of our midst fast enough. Now we screwed up. We apologize. And we want her back. And she's mulling over whether or not she actually wants to go back. So I wanted you to hear a little bit of the backstory on it. Here's Sherrod talking about her father being murdered. This is part of that videotape.
I was a young girl at the age of 17 when my father was murdered by a white man in Baker County. In Baker County, the murder of black people occurred periodically, and in every case, the white men who murdered them were never punished.
Okay, so you go from that part of it where she talks about moving beyond racism.
I was a young girl at the age of...
I used my life the way I was transformed. I used my life where I grew up in a segregated society to show how I could move beyond that.
All right, so, you know, pretty much this is what she's telling you there. Hey, this crappy thing happened. I was 17. My father was offed by a white man, and we saw how this county was when it came to crimes of white on black is what she flat out is saying, and then talks about, I grew up in this really segregated area, and I saw how my life was transformed, and that was the gist of her speaking, and that being thrown up on the site, and then the reaction has been torrid. It was like quicksand for the government, because there was nowhere to hide. There was nowhere to go on this one. And they had to come out. And that's exactly what happened, and say, we apologize, blah, blah, blah. And you have Tom Vilsack, who has to, you know, from the Department of Agriculture, who has to say that he apologizes and all that other stuff. And then when it's flushed out, there's a difference of opinion there. All right, we got a leadoff one right at the top. Jeff in Missouri. Hello, Jeff.
How's it going tonight?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Drying out after today's storms.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. A lot worse than normal. But the comment about this video and the woman being fired.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name. I don't want to screw it up over the air. But I think she should probably sue them. Not the networks or anything, but the people who fired her without giving her a chance to explain herself. You know?
Right, instead of just jumping to the conclusion, right. Okay, so this video is posted on the site. We have a zero tolerance policy, but without hearing the whole thing, just strictly from that point of view, I think a lot of lawyers would jump on that. You're right.
And plus, here's a question to ask. Everyone in the government is trying to condemn the media that reported on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, here's something to think about. Who's more stupid, I guess, is the White House and the media, who did not have all of the tape but had 3 minutes of it,
mm-hmm.
and still condemned what she said, or the NAACP that had the full videotape but still condemned what she said?
Oh, I think the NAACP, because they knew exactly what was said, and shame on them. So they just didn't even pay attention to what was going on. The media, it's up to you, whatever, you know, it's the funniest thing, whatever's out there, it's up to people to decide what they think. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so in other words, there could be blunders and mistakes and everything else, and especially with papers, they could correct it, but it's really up to the individual. So the White House, I think the White House sometimes has too many knee-jerk reactions anyway. They should find out the whole story before they react.
And this is the result of political correctness.
That's right.
And that's
it.
Yep, that's what it all comes down to. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Jeff. He nailed it. It is a result of political correctness, where people are stepping on eggshells, so afraid of fear of saying the wrong thing. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, my gosh, we're going to label you. You know, it's like when I say, I don't care what your stripes are, because it's the labels are, in some cases, are ridiculous. Yes, you could slant a certain way, and because you believe in this, this, and this, that's okay. There's a reason for stereotypes and stuff as far as we talk about politically. But in the case of what's happening now, people pull back so much, often they find themselves stepping in it. And that's exactly what happened here. They stepped in it big time. All right, if you want to react, you certainly can. 800-259-7791. Keep the number handy. But coming up and in the wings, we hope, is our man who knows all about the collectible industry, and that would be Harry Rinker. You got anything you want to find out about, like those gold coins? He's the guy to call. That's next, Round the Bend.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Shoving someone in the dungeon, and we're going to do that. Occasionally, we do roll out the dungeon. I've been dragging that thing around behind me for years, but we're not using it so much lately, but we will be using it, trust me. Do you believe this new poll? Do you think this is true, or is this just a slanted poll? And I mentioned this in a previous hour, but let's say you just tuned in. If I said to you, right now, with Obama's approval dropping to the lowest point ever, the Quinnipiac University National Poll is finding that independent voters have turned on the president since the honeymoon. If I were to say that to you, would you be shocked by that? When we're talking about the fact that you have people that independents and others alike, Democrats, saying that they would vote for a Republican at this point rather than vote in Obama. And the numbers are crazy. I mean, and you know, polls can, I think there is something to polling, otherwise they wouldn't do it in politics. But what's interesting is American voters like Obama more than Sarah Palin, right? They give him a 49-45% favorability. She gets 35-49 negative. Michelle Obama does better than both of them. She gets 55-19%. I'm sure if Mark in New York is listening, he's he's probably already turned the wheel in a different direction. But 12% of voters said they're more likely to support a candidate for office if Obama campaigns for the candidate, compared to 16% if Palin campaigns. And in turning the numbers around, remember the summer of 2009, that was a huge for Obama leading up to that, before you got to the summer of 2009, because people were still crazy about Obama and the speeches and getting elected and all that sort of stuff. The president had a 57-33% approval rating. His support among Democrats is still not completely weakened. It's certainly strong. Can't say that. But the independents, are what everybody fights for, dropped from 52-37% approval to 52-38% disapproval in the last 12 months. And that's what leads to his weakness overall when voters start thinking about 2012. But what is interesting is, who will the candidate be? There's no way to know that. So when you flat out have an open-ended question, if the 2012 election for president were being held today, would you vote for Barack Obama, the Democratic candidate, or the Republican candidate? And that is, it is surprising. But I'll say it again. The fates and fortunes change, boom, on a dime. And certainly the people around a president know that. Whatever it is, whether it's more money being pumped into the economy, more jobs, whatever it is, they're going to look for that edge and try to swing it in the direction of Obama. But we'll see. I mean, is he the first incumbent president for a long time to run and be defeated? Does he really have a chance of being defeated? That's the bigger question. And hey, do you think Obama shouldn't be defeated? I was talking to someone the other day who said, listen, people just don't get it. He is light years ahead of the game. And I thought, wow, I am missing something here. And this is a pretty smart guy I was talking to. I just said, when we went through a whole bunch of things, whether it was the CIA, whether it was Gitmo, and not just spook things and not just things to do, you know, with the spy versus spy thing or things to do with terrorism. We went through a bunch of other things when it came to domestic policies, and I was able to pretty much shoot down the list. And the biggest problem I have is the ineffectiveness. To me, right now, ineffective is the word. You know, that's a great question. If I asked you, and I'm being serious, I mean, the crap of comparisons to Hitler, forget that, because you people are smarter than that. It's not about any of that. It's about, really, honestly, what is the word you would use to describe the administration? And to me, right now, I'd have to say ineffective, ineffective. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Well, he's effective for liberals, Kate.
No, he's not, because, look, even Russ Feingold today said, ugh, I hate this financial reform. It's not aggressive enough toward Wall Street. And they don't like healthcare reform because it's not aggressive enough. So a lot of people who are very, very liberal, Don, boy, they're not happy either. That's what's crazy. That's what I'm saying. That's what's so crazy. There isn't a lot of people. There are some, but there isn't a lot of people that fall on the very left that are saying great, because they're not happy. With the perception that, hey, he's sold out on a few things.
Well, you know, Kate, the thing is that, you know, the whole thing would be a different ball of wax if the economy was going great and, you know, we didn't have large unemployment and it changes, it seems like when the economy's going bad, everybody's depressed, you know, and then every other problem magnifies even more. I mean, when the economy was going great, we were still having all these problems. I mean, okay, we still had an immigration problem. You know, there was still, you know, we still had Iraq and Afghanistan going on, you know, mm-hmm. back before 07, before everything collapsed.
Right.
You know, and as to who's going to be the next president, you know, it's like, so many times they've switched presidencies by party, because each time, well, the Democrats can't get it right, so the Republicans can get it right. If the Republicans don't get it right, everything goes bad, and the Democrats can't get it right. And eventually it's just going to be a point to where American people just don't care, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, it's going to be hard to, you know. Like right now, yeah, people might say, oh, well, he hasn't got the economy going right, so let's get somebody on. Let's get a Republican in there, you know. But, hey, we already have Republicans in there, Kate. And
you saw what happened.
Things were going great, but they were running massive debt up. And, you know, the minute a Democrat gets in there and starts doing that, oh, my gosh, hell's frozen over, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, though, hey, listen, last night, the last thing I remember we were chatting about was the national ID card. And you said that, you know, privacy in the halls would be a big issue. And unfortunately, I wish we did live in a country, Kate, where people had privacy. But you ever looked at your credit report? I mean,
yes, that's what I said. I agree with you. When you heard what I said after that, I said, but you know what? I know they know everything anyway about me.
They do, without you knowing it or not. And I mean, you saw enemy of the,
yes,
state, and then
yes.
what was the other one more recently? Oh, my brain's just fried tonight. I apologize.
The enemy of the state is really good, though. That's the one with Will Smith, where it pretty much shows you where we would be at.
The technology, if they want to find out stuff about you, they're going to find out stuff about you. They've got enough stuff just on your credit report to track you down. I mean, they know where you're applying for credit. They know where your previous addresses are, unless you've been lying about it to the credit bureau, you know, and the only idea, I didn't mean for that to be sound like, well, you know, everybody comes just a computer, a little chip inside of a computer or something like that, just another number. It's just, you know, this issue about how racial profiling is, you know, only because they just happen to be Hispanic, you know, or, you know, and that's not true because there's a lot of people that are here from Europe that probably are not supposed to be in the United States right now.
Right.
You know, but, and so it's not, it's, you know, yeah, the majority of it's coming from south of the border, but at the same time, you know, if you've got, if a police officer pulls you over or you have to go somewhere to do something legally and you have to present a card that basically states that, hey, I'm here in the United States legally, you know, then they don't have to look at you and go, oh, hey, does this guy look like an illegal alien or something like that, you know? And so,
yeah, but
why
would they not want that? The reason they don't want it is because, truly, who benefits from illegals flooding into the country? And the people who benefit from it the most are, because we can talk about the things that aren't benefiting us, but the thing that does benefit is still it's a lot of the companies that do the hiring because they're saving a ton of money, and they know it. And they know they're hiring illegal people.
Right.
And that's the problem. And that's done,
yeah.
You and I both know that. In the border states, that's the problem, especially because, boom, I got a job. I can't get this kind of job in Mexico. I'm over the border, and, you know, here I am right away, and I've got a job, and I've got my cousin and his family and everybody else, and we're living in the same place, so we're making and saving money and sending it back. Dono, thanks. 800-259-5791. Meeting a few.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith and make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The place faster than the Dragon's roller coaster at Universal in Orlando. Have you ever been on the Dragon? Boy, that's crazy. That's one of those Harry Potter things, and you turn upside down so many times, I can't even tell you how many times. And that's the direction we're headed in here. Speaking of upside down, great story in the New York Times about this. I'm going to give them their kudos for breaking this one. Somebody slipped them a report and about Transocean, and what happened is there was a survey of workers on the Deepwater Horizon weeks before the rig exploded on April 20th, right? And it showed that they were concerned about safety practices, and they were worried that if they reported mistakes or other problems, they'd be gone and they needed the cash, and so they were willing to roll the dice. But here's the thing. Workers said the equipment's reliability was poor, and they thought that it was because of a result of drilling priorities taking precedence over planned maintenance. And Deepwater Horizon, 9 years old, because that's how long it had been out in the deep waters in the Gulf, had never been in dry dock, never. And the philosophy, according to people who took the survey, was run it, break it, and fix it. And that's how they worked. That's what they wanted done. And this report, they had like a 112-page report. They did an equipment assessment thing. And one of the key problems, I mean, there was a list of them, but it included the blowout preventer rams and fail-safe valve. So they knew this crap was going on. And the report even showed 26 components and systems on the rig that were what they called in bad or poor condition. I'm sure Transocean had a heart attack when they found out that this was all printed in the New York Times, but sure enough it was, because they got a copy of the report. So a spokesperson for the company did say, oh, well, yeah, we'll confirm the existence of the reports. But the spokesperson also said that they were concerned about the workers' safety, and that in 7 consecutive years they hadn't had a single lost time incident or major environmental event. So, wow, these two reports, the one, the big one that I mentioned, the 112-page one, probably will open up a big fat discussion on the blame issue again. But the blame issue hasn't gone away for what happened in that explosion that led to this gushing on the seafloor that's been polluting the Gulf for months upon months. And BP has been slammed the hardest for this whole thing, but it's not just BP, and the Justice Department needs to look into all the other companies, because Transocean, they were the ones charged with upkeep of the rig and the decision-making and the personnel, so they blew it big time. BP was leasing the rig from Transocean, and 79 of the 126 people on the rig the day it exploded were Transocean employees. So I gotta say, it is so easy. I know it's a layup, but it makes me feel better. Let's shove Transocean and the idiots who knew this information and didn't do anything about it. Let's shove them in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. So I guess teamwork on the rig was big, but of course that's it. The guys are pals and are trying to help each other, but they couldn't help each other with crappy equipment. And, you know, this isn't a shock. I mean, come on, we knew this. But the fact that a report spells it out weeks before it happened, weeks, more than shame should rain down upon not only broken pipes, but really Transocean as well. They should get a big chunk of the blame, because they really try to put it squarely on the shoulders of BP, to say the least. All right, we're mixing it up with that, and also the stepping gingerly on the race issue. I mentioned this question at the top. Should it be a question of the NAACP and what they did to handle the situation, and Shirley Sherrod with her resignation, etc., or is this strictly a question about what she said and the response to it? I think the bigger question is the NAACP one overall. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine. I wanted to ask you a follow-up on this oil situation. Are inspections going on in these
other
rigs in the Gulf?
Yeah, that's why they're so upset that they're forced to sit idle, because of Ken Salazar, the Interior Department head, who decided after two judges ruled that you should be able to still deep water drill on the other rigs, that there should be a moratorium until November. So he threw that out there, and of course there hasn't been any drilling. But no, they've been inspected over and over again.
So are they going to start drilling pretty soon?
No, they're not going to. They're not going to go against right now Salazar and the current moratorium.
Well, a lot of people are out of work, Kate.
Yes. Yes, a lot of people are out of work, 100,000 plus.
Well, on to Mr. Vilsack. Boy, I'll tell you, this administration, I've never seen anybody trying to cram 10 pounds of horse manure in a 5-pound bucket. That's what these guys are. My goodness, I guess I'm not sure I quite completely understand all this, but it seems to me that Mr. Vilsack has taken a hit for this. I guess they called him up and said, hey, there's a bus coming around the corner. Please step out in front of it.
That's right, baby, because you got to lay down.
Wow, did he take a hit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and he's saying it. He said, and you're right, thanks for bringing that up. He said, I reacted too quickly. He's putting everything on his shoulders, but it wasn't just him.
Well, I can't believe that he would make that decision on his own without checking with the White House.
No way.
It's just not done that way.
No. Not in a situation like that, especially now.
Yeah, and in turn, as far as the other side, I'm a little surprised that Breitbart did not get the full story before he reported this. He's, for the most part, been
good.
You know, about 99% accurate on these things. He gets the full story before he releases that. So I hope he's learned something from it, too. But my goodness, Kate, they wanted the poor woman to pull off the side of the road and call in and resign.
It's ridiculous, I know. Can you get on your BlackBerry? And that's what she did. Well, you sent us a resignation now. And now they're saying that, okay, Shirley, geez, we're so sorry. We all apologize. Everyone apologizes. What can we do to bring you back?
Yeah, maybe at a higher income.
Right.
A less stressful job. But I don't know. This woman may be wanting to just sue the crap out of him.
That's what I would do. I would sue. Forget it. Sue and move on with that, absolutely. I mean, I think she could win this. There's no question. Because if you listen to the whole rest of everything, absolutely, a good attorney would be able to ride this into something much bigger.
Well, this kind of, in a sense, kind of blew their strategy, I think, when this come out. And I've said this before, Kate, and you know, when you're behind like they are right now, the administration, there's plenty of them out there wanting to play this race card toward the, you know, getting close to the election. You know, the NAACP come out with these crazy things they said, and they overreacted to it without getting the facts. And, boy, it's going to be an interesting fall.
No kidding. Well said. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in those midterm elections, especially with the latest poll that came out saying a lot of independents were completely disillusioned and they would vote for whoever the Republican was.
Right.
That's going to make a big difference. All right, thanks. Appreciate the call as always, Dale. 800-259-5791. And, you know, he talks about Breitbart, and that was the conservative website that published it. For their part, they said that they got a tip about the tapes back in April, didn't publish them until the NAACP accused the Tea Party, which we were talking about before, the Tea Party movement, of having racist elements and that they're a threat to democracy. So they reacted when Sherrod referenced her decision to not help the white farmer offers. They were saying concrete evidence that the NAACP itself harbors racist elements. That's exactly what was put on the website. And, you know, then the clip started to circulate at a lot of conservative online places. It was picked up and played over and over and over again. And remember, the initial reaction was the NAACP said that her actions were shameful. But now, of course, they reversed their statement after they viewed the whole full video. Whoops, I guess we needed to get the whole story. All right, you can get the whole story right here next on America Tonight. We're going to check the mailbag, too.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
And a lot of people are trying to cool off, right? Keep following me here with this story. And they scamper to beaches. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the pool. But you go to the pool, theoretically, nothing can really harm you in the pool. Unless you do some stupid thing where you dive off the side and smash your head, you know, at the bottom of the pool. Or you do what I did and you take a little swinging move and then crack open almost crack open your head when you fall on the sidewalk or something, you know, like on the side of the pool. But really, for the most part, you could pretty much guarantee you'll be okay. Okay in the pool. But this New Hampshire beach, people went swimming and it was crowded, packed, a ton of people there. Rye, New Hampshire. Happened around 1:30 in the afternoon. About 150 people, including kids and adults, at the Wallace Sand State Park, stung by jellyfish. Wow. And it was one dead jellyfish, I guess, that caused the problem. Have you ever heard of that? A large dead jellyfish that was pulled from the water earlier in the day, but it broke apart. So it had floating pieces that stung the kids in the water. And the jellyfish was about the size of the cover of a trash can. You know how trash cans are pretty big, right? So lifeguards treated the people with, this is what you do when you have a jellyfish. It's good to know. Okay, because all of you are probably going to get stung by a jellyfish, right? So, hopefully not. You go and you put vinegar and baking soda on it. That's what you do. And unless there's some kind of other concern, allergy-wise or whatever, but, 150 people stung by this jellyfish because they pulled it out of the water and it broke apart. Oh, that's awful. Ooh, terrible. And this is the other thing. In warning you about what can happen with a jellyfish or what can happen when you're in the ocean, a Maine woman died trying to rescue a grandchild. You know, they talk about rip currents. And this happened like a week ago. But you'll see it sometimes. When I was in Hawaii, there was big signs about watch the currents. And I look out, I'm thinking, what are they talking about then? Oh, yeah. Like you actually get in the water and you realize, that's what they're talking about. So sadly, a 57-year-old woman died, but at least she rescued her grandkid from a riptide off of Old Orchard Beach in Maine. Terrible, terrible currents. And she saw one of the kids struggling in the water, so she went in and she pushed her grandchild to the point where the kid could swim back to shore, but she couldn't make it back herself, sadly. So, the lifeguards pulled her out. They tried the CPR. They took her to the hospital, but it was too late. There are a whole bunch of other swimmers that the lifeguards had to go after, too, but they must have missed the kid. Somehow they missed the kid, but the grandmother saw the kid and saved the young girl's life, which is the good part of the story, but sadly they lose grandma in return for that. Let's move from the stories of the ocean to your own stories as we head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yep, it is a lot of you sounded off on a lot of different things. That's not necessarily anything new. This is a great audience because you aren't afraid to talk about disagreeing, and you're not afraid to talk about a whole bunch of different things. That's the idea. It's water cooler buzz. Instead of hitting you over the head with the same thing and constantly beating the drum over and over again, although sometimes that's done. You say there's too many dead horses around here sometimes. You know, we really do zig and zag all over. So, without further ado, let's hit the mailbag and go to a couple of them, including this one, Mike, who had this to say about the USDA official. Kate, I was actually surprised by your comments regarding the USDA official who was forced to resign after making comments at a local NAACP meeting. Did you actually watch what she said? I did. Yes, she helped him, but her help was to send him to his own kind, a white lawyer. Then she admitted that she didn't do all she could do, but helped him enough so that when he went to other agencies, they wouldn't say she had refused help. If the tables had been turned, there would be no end to the furor of a white official making similar comments about helping a black person. You were wrong on this one. I agree with you on the, let's be honest about it, if the situation had been reversed, you're right about the white official. If that had happened, it would have ignited a firestorm. There's no question about that. Absolutely not. But I give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because if you listen to things she's saying, I think she had reason as a kid to have an incredibly heavy heart by having a family member, her father, murdered when she was 17. However, some of the things she did say didn't give you the warm and fuzzy feelings when you were listening to her, but she recovered. That she had a point to the story, that her life was transformed, and you heard that. You can hear that in the video clip. So I think the bigger culprit in all of this is the NAACP when it's said and done, because they were quick to condemn and trash this woman, and it was at their own banquet, and they didn't even listen to the whole thing. So to me, if I were pointing the finger, that would be the biggest one. All right, this is from Dennis McMahon. This charade situation is a prime indicator of a relatively incompetent second and third string collection of hacks that compose this administration. It's the tip of the iceberg. Partisanship is one thing. Incompetence and total political focus is just plain out of control. It's not the people's business. Okay, well said, Dennis. Incompetence, when I asked for if there was a word to describe the administration, incompetence is good. I said ineffective, and it's buffoonery, and that's the problem. You have to have decision makers in place who pull the strings on the decisions, and unfortunately, you keep coming back to the same thing. People who, what are they thinking? Are they not thinking at all, or are they qualified for the jobs that they're doing? And this was another blunder. Absolutely. We move to Cappy, and Cappy says, hello, Kate Delaney. Long time no talk. However, I have been listening to you as I've been traveling. It's fun. You really keep me up to date. And I love it when you talk about water cooler buzz, because you're right. That's the little snippets of life that always make the conversation. It's not necessarily the same thing that you hear day in and day out. Day in and day out, day in and day out. I have to ask you a question, and my question is, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be? Seeing as I've been almost everywhere, not to brag, it's just my job, it would be a tough question for me to answer, and I'm curious after listening to you on the air. That is a good question. I was talking to somebody tonight about what would it be like to do a tour of Alaska? Because that's someplace that I haven't been, and we have a caller, Jeremy, who calls us from Alaska, and he talks about some of the things that he does up there, and I've seen a lot of, you know, documentaries and whatnot. I think it could be pretty cool to go and fish, maybe, just hang out. Not necessarily on the cruise ship thing. I'm not a cruise ship person, so I wouldn't want to do the cruise ship thing, but it would be fun to go to Alaska. I mean, I have been to a lot of places myself, but not there. If I went to Alaska and I went to South Dakota, then I could say that I would have been to every state. And that would be kind of cool, for sure. All right, let's work in one other quick one here. And this one is from, I'm randomly picking them here. This one is from Izzy in Missouri. She says, hi, Kate. Thanks for the shout-out last night. Your lines have been busy for weeks now, no matter when I start calling. Mosque at Ground Zero, not only no, but hell no. That is such a sinister affront to this country. If it goes up, I will never go to New York again. I do not believe that there are any moderate Muslims. I don't. I'm sorry. I correspond with several troops in Afghanistan. They all say the same thing. We'll try another night to get through, but I am jetting before I lose power again. Big storms here. Yeah, Jeff was talking about that when he called in. Take care, Izzy. All right, thanks for all the notes. You can send some my way if you want to, just like that crew did. Send it to AmericaTonight.net.